From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stefane de Mistura, said Tuesday that the situation in Syria has improved dramatically. He said aid shipments to the eastern part of the city of Aleppo would soon be possible.
Sources on the ground, which do matter, including inside Aleppo city, said that the situation has dramatically improved with no airstrikes.
De Mistura hailed what he called the significant drop in violence over the first 24 hours of a ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that it had received not a single report of combatants or civilians killed by fighting in any areas covered by the truce. Even so, a number of sources have reported scattered violations of the ceasefire. Syria and Israel issued conflicting claims Tuesday about the fate of Israeli military aircraft that conducted airstrikes on the Syrian side of the border in the Golan Heights area. Syria's state-run news agency said an Israeli plane and drone were shot down, but Israel denies that. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres suffered a stroke Tuesday. According to one report, the 93-year-old Mr. Peres had been put in an induced coma in an Israeli hospital. The Nobel laureate is said to be in serious condition. New U.S. Census data show American family incomes rose more than 5% in 2015. Analysts are hailing the news as a turning point in the recovery from the global recession that began in 2007. The data released Tuesday show that the 5.2% gain reaching all geographical regions of the country and all age groups, ending 8 years of stagnant incomes. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is campaigning Tuesday for Hillary Clinton as she takes a few days off from the presidential race to recover from pneumonia. Mr. Obama told cheering supporters in Philadelphia that he is really into electing Clinton. He criticized her Republican opponents.
They're not offering serious solutions. They're just fanning resentment and blame and anger and hate. And that is not the America we know. That's not the America I know.
Clinton told CNN late Monday she expects to resume campaigning later in the week. Republican Donald Trump, meanwhile, campaigned Tuesday in Iowa, charging that Hillary Clinton is offering no ideas or solutions to the country's problems. Trump is expected Tuesday night to propose the government allow families to deduct the cost of child care from their taxes. Three technology experts who helped manage the private email accounts of Clinton asserted their right against self-incrimination Tuesday and refused to answer questions from a congressional investigation panel. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee attempted to undercut the conclusion reached by U.S. investigators that no criminal charges were warranted against Clinton. Reuters reports that the United States and Israel have agreed on a 10-year military aid package. The State Department says the pact will be signed on Wednesday. The Memorandum of Understanding calls for a record $38 billion in U.S. military funding for Israel. Media reports say Turkey has made its first formal request for the United States to arrest a cleric blamed for leading the failed July coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly accused Fethullah Gulen of being behind the coup attempt. He denies that. Turkish officials had been informally demanding Gulen's extradition for weeks. German authorities have arrested three men suspected of membership in the Islamic State group. The three were allegedly sent into the country last year. Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière says the men were arrested in the northern part of the country. He said it appears that they use the same smugglers and receive the same kind of phony Syrian passports as some of those involved in the Paris attacks. A spokesman for South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has dismissed the findings of a report that accuses Mr. Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar of amassing wealth while millions of South Sudanese go without food. A spokesman said Tuesday that the report from the rights group called the Sentry is rubbish and a lie. The spokesman denied allegations in the report that Mr. Kiir and some of his generals have used the conflict to make money. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.